Unit 7. Language and Literature. Reading 2.
The Truth About Memoirs. A memoir is a type of autobiographical writing. The word memoir is a French word that means memory. In a memoir, an author recalls meaningful experiences in his or her life. While the memoir is a subclass of the autobiography genre, it is actually quite different from an autobiography. An autobiography is a work of nonfiction that is a comprehensive, chronological account of a writer's entire life story. An autobiography usually requires research of dates, places, and events, while a memoir is shorter and will focus on a part of a writer's life recalled from memory. A memoir presents pivotal, life-changing events that have shaped the identity of the writer. While an autobiography is an objective retelling of facts, a memoir tends to be more emotional. With a compelling plot and an almost literary rendering of the real-life characters, a memoir reads like a novel. An early example of a memoir is a book published in England in 1821 called Confessions of an Opium Eater by Thomas De Quincey. The book describes in detail De Quincey's addiction to opium and alcohol. It was widely read, not only for the incredible details of addiction it presented, but also for the clues into the psychology of addiction. A modern-day example of a memoir is by Frank McCourt. In his book, Angela's Ashes, McCourt recounts his childhood in Ireland and New York City. McCourt grew up poor, with a mostly absent father and a mother, Angela, who raised her children despite tremendous financial and personal obstacles. The memoir is a genre with a wide appeal. But why are memoirs so popular? One reason is that people are inherently curious about other people. We might know the intimate details of the lives of only a handful of people, such as our family members or our close friends. When we read a memoir, we can enter into the world of the writer and find out what it was like to experience something we may never experience, an incredible adventure, a great loss, or a seemingly insurmountable problem. Memoirs are appealing because true stories are more powerful than fictional stories. For example, if we read one of Eli Wiesel's memoirs that tell about the time he spent in a Nazi concentration camp, we are struck by the fact that this is a real person who has lived through great adversity to tell his story. Brooke Shields, an American actress, wrote a memoir entitled Down Came the Rain, in which she chronicles her debilitating struggle with postpartum depression. Women who have had a similar experience were able to see that other people struggle with the same things. Are memoirs entirely truthful? Memoirs are mostly written from memory, and it is natural that memories fade over time. Events can be forgotten, left out, or told in a way that might be different from how they really happened. However, as readers, we should be able to trust the writer to be truthful most of the time. Several memoirs have turned out to be partially or completely untrue, which has disappointed countless readers. Marlo Morgan wrote a book called Mutant Message Down Under about her supposed experiences living with Aboriginal people in Australia. It was discovered that several parts of the book were fake, and the publisher had to reclassify the book as fiction. In spite of some controversy surrounding the truthfulness of memoirs, they remain a compelling literary form that will undoubtedly continue to touch readers in a fundamental way. Publishing companies are starting to do background checks on authors to verify the events presented in memoirs, but are not about to give up on a genre that has contributed so substantially to their bottom line.